So we love our neighbor, and we're just here to remind Americans today that Jesus Christ, who was fully God, fully man, he came and shed his blood. He did not shed his blood so you could live a life of ease, entertainment, and NFL-ery. He shed his blood. He was beaten, battered, bruised, murdered for your sin. And you can get it applied to your life if you're willing to repent and change your mind to make him Lord and follow him. But if you don't, what's going to happen is the blood of Jesus Christ cannot be applied to your life because you live after the pattern of the world. His sheep hear his voice. You were born into this world physically, into Satan's kingdom. You must be born spiritually into the kingdom of God. That would be through faith and repentance. You're born again by the Spirit of God. When you're born again by the Spirit of God, you do not live after the pattern of the world and the NFL and Hollywood and flesh and pride and vanity and politics and false Sunday church with the pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. You don't follow after these patterns. What you follow is the Word of God, that is Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. And your life conforms to him and his ways. But test yourself. The Bible says to test yourself. Does your life look like the Word or a holy saint of the first century? Does your life look like the corrupt NFL and the culture? Or redeemed, obedient, righteous child of God? Ask yourself that. Again, Jesus didn't die so you could live a good life and do NFL-ery. Jesus died to forgive your sin so that you could then come seek after him. But to live your own life, you're outside of Jesus Christ. You're outside of the pattern of this world. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. You're sowing into the flesh today. You're going to reap it in eternity lest you repent. Seek the kingdom of God while it may be found, lifting up this glorious Savior today.